Well, once again, Merry Christmas. Our text this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 2 and verse 14. Luke 2, 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. Goodwill toward men. These are the words of angels who would burst into spontaneous praise because of the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ. God became man and had sent even the heavenly host for a loop. The depth of a love that would do such a thing totally blew the minds even of angels. And sometimes we read these words and we just kind of take them for granted. We've read them maybe 100 times, and over time they start to lose their impact, their significance. And my prayer for each one of us this morning is that they impact us afresh or in a new way. And as we look into them, I pray that you're drawn closer and closer to God. So last week, on the final Sunday of Advent, we looked at peace. And we looked at how Christ preached peace to those who are afar off and to those who are near. God's gospel is peace. It's a gospel of reconciliation. It's an invitation to come back to Him through Jesus Christ, His Son. It's an initiative that He took 2,000 years ago. Something that He did to call us. Something that we could never do. Neither would the thought have even entered our minds, as the scripture says, that none seek after God of our own accord. Rather, we're called by God the Father. So this morning we're going to be focusing on God's goodwill toward men. What exactly does that mean? I'm going to submit to you 2 things this morning. First, that mankind is the object of God's special favor. God's particular goodwill goes out to men and women. Secondly, that His goodwill is proven beyond a doubt by the fact that He sent His Son into the world. So mankind is the object of God's special favor. Now the gospel of peace was not offered to any other created thing or any other created beings other than mankind. We know that the rest of the earthly creation lies under the dominion of mankind. God made it so in the beginning, and that is reiterated again in the 9th chapter of Genesis to Noah. Neither was the great gospel of peace offered to the angels, although they dwell in proximity to God, much more so than we do in a sense, even in the Holy of Holies. But God's gracious offer didn't go out to them. Rather, angels are sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation. What an amazing thing. And I think this is the idea that totally blew their minds. That first Christmas morning, they were like, wow, God Himself condescending, in a sense, to reach His creatures, and sinful creatures at that. Wow. Well, the reason that this is true is because God has decreed it to be so. God's infinite wisdom confounds not only the angelic mindset, the angelic wisdom, if you will, but it also confounds the worldly wisdom. Right? People, we all sort of come up with these systems, you know, these ways that we figure that we can get to God, right? We kind of try to define it our own ways, and we come up with these elaborate systems and traditions and these kinds of things. Or we create these sorts of paths to spirituality, and we make sort of, I guess we dodge the, or we attempt to evade the responsibility of coming to God on His terms by creating our own. And we say, yeah, there are many roads that can lead to God, right? In fact, there's my way, your way, and everybody else's way, right? And they're all equal. We've each set up for ourselves, when we do that, a God of our own understanding, an idol. We've created God in our image instead of the other way around. We've got it backwards. But God has given us His perfect revelation in this book. He's revealed Himself to men and women everywhere, those who are near and those who are afar off. And He's revealed Himself through His Son, who came down as a baby. And He came down, He was born, in a sense, to die, just as we are. But this wouldn't be any ordinary birth, and it wouldn't be an ordinary death. It would be a birth and a death to secure a place in heaven for those who would believe upon Him and believe upon His work. You are the object of God's special favor. God's grace jumps out of the pages of this book. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. God offers out His hand to you this morning, and He offers peace. God's goodwill is proven beyond a doubt in that He sent His Son. Now, a man who says, "Be warm," and the half-brother of Jesus, James, uses this analogy. A man who says, "Be warm," and doesn't do something about it, really doesn't have very much goodwill toward the one to whom he offers a coat, right? Likewise, and even more so, God did not simply offer well wishes to mankind in general. He didn't simply say, "Good luck, good luck." And thank God that He didn't, huh? Thank God. He took action. He took action. He didn't say, "Be saved," without providing the means by which we might do so. Now, when we take the time to send a Christmas card to somebody in our family or a friend or even an acquaintance to simply express our goodwill, we express goodwill towards another person. And again, even more so, and infinitely more so, the Son was sent as a divine greeting, if you will. Living proof of God's goodwill toward men. And not towards men in general, but towards each of us individually. Never before and never again would there be such an amazing expression of God's goodwill towards men. Jesus Christ, God's Son, the eternal Lord of glory, a baby, the human being, coming in the likeness of men, as it were. The one through whom creation came into being became a part of that creation for a time. What godly wisdom, what amazing grace, what amazing love. God's goodwill proven, and that he took the initiative to reconcile sinners to himself. It began in a manger. That's where it all started, and that's what we celebrate today. And the other holiday that we celebrate within Christendom, the other appointed time, as it were, where we come to make a special offer of praise to the Lord, is Easter, the day that it ended at the cross, and the day that made it possible for eternal life for you and I to be so consummated at the resurrection. Do you need any more proof? Do you need any more proof than the resurrection? God came down as a baby, lived a perfect life. He suffered, and he died, and he was buried at the hands of those he came to save, and he rose again from the dead. Notice nobody ever disputed that, either in the pages of the Bible or in history. They tried to cover it up, sure. Just as many people today try to cover up the resurrection. They try to cover up the meaning of Christmas in other things in order to evade responsibility. Well, you're accountable. We're all accountable according to the truth that we've received. Cover it up if you will. But it won't benefit you. God did the work. His goodwill is toward you. All that's left for you to do this morning is to wave the white flag, to throw in the towel, to lay down your weapons, and lay down your will, and offer whatever meager gifts you have to the King, to the baby in the manger. 10 years ago, by the grace of God, I experienced my first Christmas that really mattered, where I really got it. And there have been some Christmases where I've been particularly focused on the Lord, more so than others. It's my prayer that if you haven't experienced a Christmas yet that matters in the sense that it's all about the baby at the manger. And not just a baby, but Jesus Christ, God's Son. That you experience that love for the first time. And if the season and the day has sort of gone dry, you know, you've sort of gotten bored hearing the same old thing and the same old, I pray that something this morning, something within your heart that God is placing there even now, awakens you and quickens you spiritually this morning. Heavenly Father, bless each one here this morning. Bless those in our congregation who could not make it this morning for one reason or another. Be with our families. Continually remind us throughout the day of your great love for us, of why it is that we came here this morning and why it is that we celebrate December 25th each year. In Christ's name we pray these things. Amen.